The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday at 9 to noon, and it's been quite a week. Oh, my goodness. Golly. First off, after that weather forecast, a chilly morning. It warms up fast. We're currently at 40 degrees in Reno. What else to tell you? Just minutes ago, I'm still in my newsman mode here. We just had an injury crash at North McCarran Boulevard and Pyramid Way. This is going eastbound McCarran on North McCarran at Pyramid Way, one of my favorite and favorite busy intersections out there. So that's a big one. That's an injury one that could be lasting for a couple of hours. Anyway, oh well. How are you, folks? How are you, Craig, in Carson City? Good morning.
Good morning. I have finally recovered from Tuesday night's election coverage.
So much to say about that locally. As a matter of fact, I checked. I have the Secretary of State's web portal up for, the numbers have changed. I will get into that.
And there's some final numbers out there that Fox has been reporting. So,
no kidding, for Nevada.
Yep, Trump officially. What? Yep, it's official that Trump has won and that Jackie Rosen has won her race.
Oh. Well, yeah,
but the margin was not that big.
they haven't counted all the votes in Nevada. You got me excited there for a moment because, you know, we have this 3-week tradition here. It's
exactly.
Vote counting season, and we're not sure about it. But anyway, folks, I just checked the numbers. It's very interesting, and I'm going to go through. These are local numbers, Nevada, Washoe County, Carson. So I'm going to get into those in 5 minutes from the Secretary of State's web portal, which is the source of the very latest of numbers from the vote counter. So anyway, how was your week, Craig?
It was very good after Tuesday. Trying to keep busy, and it's amazing how things slow down a little bit and are a little bit more easily paced after a major election like this.
Catching our breath. Got to salute people like you and Craig Swope, election night coverage. Jerry, right, the madman from Minden, and Mr. Swope, I put the radio. I had to look around my house for a radio. I hate to say that, but
you still haven't received your phone back yet, have you, or have you now?
No, that's another story I want to get into. Craig, I had a terrible week. I have a hunting for a new car battery in Reno story, and I have a lost phone for a week story. Honestly, my friend, the highlight of my week was election night. That was the highlight. And the hardest part was I couldn't celebrate it at home, and you know why.
Yes, well, yeah, I was just going to say that your better half it was on the other side of the coin and probably wouldn't have appreciated your celebratory.
And so, yeah, so I had to keep a lid on it. Oh, another thing that went terrible this week, you know, Kathy and I really enjoy, and I never really watched football before, but we really enjoy watching football games. And I was so rattled this week, I totally forgot about Thursday night football. I just forgot about it. And I come into work here Friday morning and everybody's talking about what a great game it was. Okay. Don't tell me who won, because when I get home, Kathy and I are going to watch that game. And because you say it's so great, went to almost in overtime. It was a 1-point difference in the final score, all this kind of stuff. So I get home. I did not look up the score, avoided it. So last night I went to the TV set. You know, we could have played it back on Prime, but we have this cable channel. It's called the NFL Network. It's traditionally a terrible channel. You won't see any live games. Well, they do weird stuff. They do like the sports talk shows with the sports nuts. And then they'll play a game from like 2 weeks ago They'll play an old Super Bowl game, whatever. But I noticed on the schedule they were rerunning this Ravens game on Friday night, 5 o'clock. And it was 6 o'clock at home. So I said, oh, my gosh, this is great. Let's just watch it like it's live on the NFL Network, which, folks, you've seen this channel. They have this thing at the bottom of the screen that updates you on player stats and football news, and it's a crawl. It's at the bottom of the screen, and so we're watching. I'm an hour into this game. We're having a great time. We're into third quarter, and I'm thinking, surely this channel is smart enough not to put the final score of this game we're watching at the bottom of the screen with all the other scores. And those mother huckers, third quarter, they have the final score of the game we're watching. But it's typical. It was that kind of week.
I thought you were going to say that you found out you were watching an older game with the same
no,
teams.
No, I made sure. But how stupid could you be? To show this game for people who, you put the final score at the bottom of the screen. I think it's number 103 of my book of ways the computer age has destroyed our lives. So you disagree with that anyway. So anyway, yes, I could not celebrate election night at home. I had to keep my mouth shut and everything. You know, we could have gone to election night parties because I've grown up to look at election night as a celebration. This is the greatest thing our country does every 2 and every 4 years. It is no matter who wins. This is our greatest thing that we can do in this country that other countries look up to and are envious of. We could have gone to the parties, but, you know, Kathy would not put up with the Republican Party at Tamarack Junction, so we couldn't go there. And I could not go to the Democrat Party at GSR because I'm too public a figure. You know, I don't know what kind of reaction I would get. So, you know, we just watched it all. I tried to be nice. I tried to keep encouraging her, you know. Hey, honey, the New York Times says she has a 40% chance to win. When it was pretty obvious that, you know, it was by the time it looked bad for Kamala Harris, she shut it off. And she has not watched a newscast since. All she watches now are the ID channel murders and reruns of Dexter. Would not watch the Kamala concession speech. I watched it. It was ridiculous. You know, Kamala, if you missed it, folks, you know, we're going to fight on and we're going to fight this oppression. Ma'am, it wasn't oppression that you lost the race for. It was not oppression, it was democracy, ma'am. And she would not watch Biden when Biden came out to talk. And by the way, folks, what what was with Biden? He comes out of the White House and he's standing up straight. He's not shuffling. He's actually walking. He looks good. He's standing erect. He gets him in front of the microphone. He talks forcefully. There's no stumbling. There's no oohs and ahs. My theory, and it was dramatically different. This was like a totally different Biden. It was like he was 20 years younger. My theory is that this was his last stab at Pelosi. And the Democrat bigwigs who forced him out of the race, he was showing the nation, and especially the Democrat bigwigs, look, I could have done it. I could have won this race. I could have done the next 4 years. That's what he was doing. And, of course, the next day, Pelosi blames Biden for the election loss. Anyway, I'm getting too national here. I try to stay very local. But anyway, Kathy and I, you know, we watch the news. I keep my mouth shut every night about the news. When I do speak up, she thinks I'm talking politics. No, I'm always talking about the media. I give a running commentary of the deceptive words and the language used when our TV news anchors read a political story. I say, notice that they're smiling every time they do a Kamala story, and they just did a Trump story. It's always a frown. Kamala story, always positive. Trump story, always negative. Oh, look at this, honey. When they refer to the illegal immigrants, they call them immigrants. That way they can say Trump is against immigration. No, he's not. He's against illegal immigrant, but we're not supposed to use that word anymore. So now it's all lumped together, immigrants, which is kind of a slap in the face to the people who are legal immigrants, right? I typically don't get too political, but hey, come on, I get to. It's days after Election Day. So anyway, I think she's watched all the episodes of Dexter, but eventually we'll get back to watching the news. So I will run through these election numbers. I see that my time is short here. And talk about, folks, you talk about Bidenomics with gas and buying eggs and $6 boxes of cereal. Have you checked out car batteries? But I'll give you some hints about how to save a lot of money on a car battery. I went through this experience, and I think it's very timely because look at the temperature here. It's frigid cold when I walk to the station. All week I've been doing that. I've been walking to the station, and it's icy out there even on the curbs and stuff. I'm walking to the station this morning. You'll love this, folks. I'm on the sidewalk. I'm crossing a shopping center with a big wide driveway for cars to pull into. But I'm walking the sidewalk, you know, and car stops right in the middle of Plum. Just stops watching me walk across on the sidewalk in front of the shopping center. And I stop. And I look at this car. It's not moving. It's just stopped. And this person just this went on for like 15 seconds. I didn't know what to do. Eventually, I knew what was happening here. This person just absolutely refused to use their blinker. Just anyway, I got a break. 918. My name's John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. And always very happy to hear from you. First, I promise, first thing I'll do when I get back, I'm going to go through these new Nevada polling vote numbers. Craig had something important to say about Monday. By the way, Veterans Day is huge. And I noticed that RTC is offering free bus rides on Monday. They better have a parade. That's all, because they have in the past. I haven't heard a thing about a veterans. They better have a parade in Reno or Carson City. Now, Craig, what's the news about NV Energy on Monday?
Well, NV Energy has posted and sent out to customers throughout their area, and it's a public safety outage management watch, which is for Monday. And I got mine for South Reno. This one came in to us here at the studios in Carson City for South Carson, Genoa, and Virginia City Highlands that a public safety outage management watch is in effect. That means power may be shut off. Starting at Monday at approximately 1 p.m. and going until 6 p.m. Now, the reason they do this, of course, is right now is because of the possible fire danger and projected winds during that time. They don't want to have anything sparking and causing problems. So they're anticipating the winds being pretty high, I guess. Yeah.
Well, they sure put a lot of government ease in.
Yeah, they did. To help prevent power lines or debris blowing into lines and other equipment from causing wildfire in certain environmental conditions are met.
Well, I like the 9-word title of this event on Monday, the power possibly going out in what area, Craig?
The one that I got here in the office is for South Carson, Genoa, and Virginia City Highlands.
All right. Heads up, folks, on Monday. All right. We're going to take a break right now. Back with the very latest up-to-date election numbers on the close races and also Nevada votes so far for the presidential and, of course, U.S. Senate. All right, we're going to do that next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk. Time is 9:21.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
John Potter's live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. Okay, according to the Secretary of State's web portal, here are the latest numbers, the closest race in the state. Jackie Rosen and Sam Brown. Right now, Jackie Rosen at 47.77%. Sam Brown, 46.48%. So how much of a difference is that? It's a difference of 18,045 votes that Jackie Rosen is ahead. Now, election, the day after the election, she was ahead only 399 votes. And then yesterday it got up to 13,000 something. Well, now it's 18,045. I noticed some news outlets have already declared Jackie Rosen. They've called the race for Jackie. Sorry, folks. Yeah, Jackie Rosen as the winner of the U.S. Senate race. In Nevada, the presidential race, Trump, and I read these because they're still counting votes, you know. Trump, 50.75%. Harris, 47.36%. In Washoe County, Trump, 49.09%. Harris, 48.64%. You know what? She barely won Clark County. Clark County, she could have lost by in Clark County. That's an earthquake right there. Let me see. The only the closest race is, you know, whatever you heard about who won a race, it's still true this morning. But there are two very close races in the Reno area. And that is, number one, the school board trustee, District G at large. The race between Diane Nicolet and Perry Rosenstein. And Diane Nicolet has 50.54%. Perry, 49.46%. And the other close race was for Reno City Council, Ward 1. Kathleen Taylor has 51.02%. Frank Perez, 48.25%. And a little, opinionated statement. I don't know, folks, I don't know if it was a deal with the devil or some form of hypnotism that he used in his picture ads, but trying to figure out how Devin Reese gets reelected, must be some kind of witchcraft. I don't have time to look into this. But the question now, folks, is what are we going to do with all these campaign signs? Who's going to take them all? And when? Candidates have a certain amount of time to pick them up, depending on the city and county you live in.
That's 3 weeks.
Well, it depends on the area. Some of them are a little more lax, and some, are you talking Reno?
I'm talking statewide.
Statewide?
And some have more stringent than the 3 weeks.
Oh, well, but you're talking state roads, yeah.
No, I'm talking on anything that's, in fact, they shouldn't have been put on state roads at all because that's illegal. So,
oh, that doesn't stop them.
It has to be on private property with all permission.
Well, I know one rural neighborhood here where the tradition after every election is to gather up all the signs and use them for 22 practice. And I have a true campaign sign. You'll get a kick out of this. True campaign sign story in Nevada. I worked in TV and radio in Las Vegas for 20 years, starting in 1983. And you think it's bad here. Vegas gets absolutely trashed with campaign signs. I mean, the desert just gets covered with them in the city, and the people, they all hate them. So on my radio show in Vegas, I started this, I guess you could call it a revenge campaign to get people to go out and draw mustaches on the candidates' pictures, on their signs. And, you know, we even offered prizes on my radio show for the best mustaches that people drew on the campaign, you know, their headshot, their picture on the campaign signs. This took off like wildfire, and the police got involved. They said on the TV news, they said, I promoted the destruction of private property and I could face charges. And the TV stations, they all came down and interviewed me about these mustaches drawn on all the campaign sign headshots, male and female. And they looked hilarious. You know, some of them were snidely whiplash types, and others were the, you know, the brush, Hitler, whatever. So, okay, so I got to tell you, and I'm not boasting here. I was shocked at this. So we're going to fast forward from 1984, I guess. Fast forward 40 years. I'm back in Vegas 2 weeks ago to see some friends and some shows, and I'm hiking. I'm hiking from Flamingo to Sunset, and what do I see but mustaches on a third of the campaign signs I walked by. It almost made me want to cry. The effect that people that I could have. It's been quite a week. Okay, so I just told you all the good stuff that happened on my week. I got some horrible things to talk about later on. That's going
to
be
one
fun.
Quick thing before we go to break.
Yes.
Since we gave out the numbers of the on the voting.
Yeah.
How about active registered voters was 2,042,475. Of the turnout for this vote, for the general election, 642,425 mail-in ballots. Early turnout at voting locations, 543,337. Election day turnout, 247,235, for a total turnout of 1,432,997.
Okay.
So by far, mail-in turnout was at 44%. Everything else was less.
You know, another interesting thing, if you look at those numbers, Craig, Democrats, you'll notice, Democrats love to register to vote. They're not so good at actually going out to vote. There's a huge difference between how many Democrats registered to vote and how many actually voted. And another odd thing that a judge told me back when I just got out of college, I was covering election night and it was raining, and the judge was so depressed. He says, Democrats don't come out and vote in the rain. And he was right. The Democrats lost there. So what they did was they brought this mail-in voting to make it easy. Too easy, in my opinion. And we can't blame the registrar's office for this delay because they're bombarded with these mail-in ballots. It's not the size of it. It's the signatures and checking those and everything. Just to freaking let us show the photo ID and let us write down the last four digits of the Social Security number on the mail-in ballots to make it so much simpler. I'm glad that question in Nevada passed. I think they have to vote. No, that was the second. Maybe they have to vote. I'm not sure. But this was a disaster, this mail-in ballot to everybody. And I predict in my lifetime, which is not that long because I'm 70, I predict in my lifetime they're going to abandon this thing and say it was a disaster. And it will be back to absentee ballots and requesting them and showing your photo ID. And don't tell me when I go to vote in person, oh, we don't need to see that. I'm way over time here. It's 9:33. It's let's break for Fox News. Derek's up next with me, and we're the Trump store guy. There's a Trump store, and he's going to be on the show after 10. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time 9:33.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad Hoogeygrass. I listen to you sometimes, periodically, when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate your thoughts in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
People who say, hey, John, I also live in a house where my better half is a totally opposite political spectrum. And folks, we get along great. You know, we don't talk politics. We don't, at least in a serious way. And it works very well. And I respect anybody, whether they're left or right, being passionate about what's better for our country. Good morning, Derek Lee.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Terrible week.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah, I got a heck of a shopping for truck battery in Reno story, and I went a week without the phone. Not my decision to do that. Left it in a Bishop, California restaurant, and I could not do a damn thing all week without that. It's amazing how wrapped up we are. All right, Derek, friend says to me, I thought you were dieting. I said, I am. He says, you just have four donuts. And I said, but I wanted five.
I love that.
Dieting. You've been on this diet now for a month. It's the Derek diet. It's lots of water, no grains, no sugar, all fruits and meats. What's the latest, Derek?
I lost another pound. And so I'm down a total of 13 pounds so far in 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks.
How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. I feel really good. I can even cheat. And, you know, a couple times this week, I had a donut.
Mm-hmm.
I went out for dinner, and I still lost weight.
Coffee, pasta, bread. Three things I will never be able to stop consuming. I just cannot happen. Enough about me. Derek is the head guy of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Always working on new formulas. He was just telling me during the commercials that he's got an amazing sleep formula he's come up with, but that's just a sneak preview. It's not on his website yet, but on his website is Restore. That was the product that I started taking that turned my life around and made me feel 30 years younger. I don't really, as Derek says, compare my radio show now to a radio show I did a year ago. And it's two different people. What's the latest on Restore? That's your number one product. It's your top seller, isn't it?
It is.
On BrainHealthFormulas.com. What's new?
Well, Restore is a staple. Restore's that's going to do the most for anyone. It improves memory. It improves how we function, improves cognition, improves comprehension. We can read something, and then we can retain the information that we read. We can then interpret the information, and then we can chew it up and then retell this information that we've read a lot more efficiently.
You're right.
And so those are just some of the benefits of Restore. And so that it makes things a lot easier. It improves hand-eye coordination. I don't know about anyone else, but sometimes you don't put a cup of coffee on the counter, and then it starts to fall, or it starts to move, and you just whip right around and grab it before it falls on the floor. Things like that happen just by taking Restore. It's pretty
fascinating. You should call it like something like Super Brain or something like that, because that's what I feel it should be called, actually. And what's in it?
All natural plant ingredients.
Amino acids?
Right? Amino acids is a significant factor. And we also have fruit extracts and extracts from the sea, seaweed extracts. And all these things work together to generate this fantastic formula that can not only rebuild the brain, but it also can rebuild aspects of the body.
Being in the supplements business, were you at all involved or interested in which candidate was going to win the White House? Because one could put further restrictions on them, and one would probably loosen restrictions on them.
You know, to be honest with you, there's great concern with tariffs,
which Trump wants.
And from an economic place, that's the most horrible thing to do, because all it does is raises prices for everyone.
Now, you're saying this because you get a lot of product from overseas?
Most of it.
So most of it.
We've experimented with American products And to be honest, to be very straightforward, some of our American extracts that we've received from companies have been the worst quality we have ever seen. So I assume I'm only making assumptions, by the way, but based on the demonstration, they are not good products. So I'm only assuming these are very large companies, and then they water them down. So they might buy like a 50-to-1 extract. And then they might add 40 parts of something else.
That's a corporate thing right there.
It is. So I don't, like I said, I don't know the details of these things. It's just my assumptions, but I have had much greater purity dealing with sources outside of this country.
Which countries in particular?
I've imported stuff from Canada, from Russia, from Iran, Africa, many countries in Africa, Asia, Thailand, Taiwan, India, China. I've imported stuff from Norway, Sweden, Switzerland,
How do you
Finland.
Find this information?
I go directly to manufacturers. I don't deal with middlemen. Okay. This is how I keep my prices low.
Good Lord.
Because I spend years on researching all these things, and I will track every single ingredient, mm-hmm. every single source back to the originator, because I don't believe in just buying a product directly from a middleman, because that middleman, there could be 15 middlemen in the process.
Sure.
And so I don't. I like to get directly from the source, because at least that way I know it's as pure as it can be.
So we don't like tariffs. But two things, okay? The only pro I can see on tariffs is helping to pay off our huge, monstrous deficit. We get some incoming tax money that way. But another thing we got to remember, this is a politician talking. I don't think half of this stuff he said is going to happen.
I don't either.
This mass deportation thing, I just can't picture it. Politicians say things. doesn't matter what party they're in. I just take it with a grain of salt or amino acid. I don't know. So that's Restore.
Yep.
You want to talk about repairing the pancreas and the thyroid.
Yep.
You have a product for that, but why is it so important to repair your pancreas and your thyroid? And how damaged are they?
Science says it's not possible to repair. Science says that once those glands start to degrade, that they continue to degrade, but most of it's considered to be an autoimmune disorder. So a non-functional pancreas, or not functioning optimally, that's type 2 diabetes. That's a pancreas dysfunction. Thyroid disorders would be Hashimoto's. That's autoimmune disease or disorder. And so what I started doing is looking at, okay, well, once you get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, there's not a lot of people that get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes as a teenager or as a, before the age of 10. It's pretty rare if that happens. So, and same thing with Hashimoto's, same thing with a thyroid disorder. It doesn't typically happen before you hit puberty. It only happens after puberty. I shouldn't say only. It's less likely to happen before puberty than it is post-puberty. So something changes, something shifts once we hit puberty. And I start looking at, well, why? Why do these things start happening? Why do we stop producing those nutrients, or why do we stop absorbing those nutrients to keep the pancreas and thyroid functioning? Thyroid is responsible for metabolism, according to science anyways. Pancreas is necessary for us to process carbohydrates. And so what I started looking at was what I believe, which I think I've mentioned on this show previously, is I don't believe these glands actually stop functioning. They do stop functioning, but more from the place of dehydration. And so if they don't have the proper nutrients, then they just start to dehydrate. And then when they start to dehydrate, there's not a sufficient amount of signal from the brain to the gland, so it doesn't function properly. So it's not might not actually be an autoimmune disorder. It might actually have to do with hydration. And so if anyone out there has had a sponge that got really, really dry, if you just put that dry sponge underneath the faucet, it doesn't absorb water very well. It just sits there and reflects off of it. But when you take that sponge and dunk it in a bowl of water, it absorbs almost pretty instantly, right? This is the way I believe our glands can actually function if they have the right moisture, the right nutrients. They can repair themselves that fast. And so the reason I'm bringing all this up is the science might actually be accurate. We can't repair the pancreas by trying to repair the pancreas. We might be able to repair the thyroid, but not directly by trying to repair the thyroid, not directly. So one of the things that we've been able to analyze and look at is, what if there's something in the brain that actually affects how or why the pancreas is functioning or not functioning? What if there's something, a gland in the brain, that actually affects how the thyroid functions? So what I want to talk about is this. So there's glands in the brain that affect high blood pressure, low blood pressure. There's a gland in the brain that affects water retention and dehydration, weight loss, weight gain, weight changes without shifting our appetite. Doesn't matter how much food we eat or how little food we eat, our weight shifts. Poor bone health, infertility, delayed puberty, muscle loss and weakness, body temperature fluctuations. Those are all considered to be things with age, right? Mm-hmm. Those are staples. As we age, these things happen. You know what I'm reading off here, John?
Right.
This is all about a hypothalamus not functioning properly.
Well, besides drinking a lot of water, what's the solution? Do you have a product for this?
I do. This is why I'm bringing it up. It's called Gland Ho.
Oh, the Gland Ho. We talked about that last week.
I did. And so what I actually did is print out a bunch of information because I'm actually excited about this.
Okay. Well, I got to take a break. But when we come back, we'll get into the amazing benefits of a Gland Ho on your final segment. And we're also going to be talking about your samples you're giving away of your new sleep formula. So giveaway and Gland Ho and sleep formula up next. Derek Lee, if you want to buy these products, they're at brainhealthformulas.com. I'm John Potter, back in a few, and 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:51.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee, got 4 minutes to finish the story about repairing the pancreas and thyroid, and then we'll get to those free samples. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so to continue where we were left off, so the hypothalamus, it affects body temperature, heart rate, it affects our hunger, it affects our appetite, it affects our thirst, it makes a difference with our mood, it affects anger, it affects fear, it affects depression, it affects anxiety, it affects sleep, it affects sex drive. I'm reading off paper. Hold on.
Well, it's the brain, yeah.
It's only a single gland in the brain. So the hypothalamus affects the pituitary. The pituitary affects the adrenals. And so without the hypothalamus functioning properly, our adrenals go off the rails. Our pituitary goes off the rails. The hypothalamus influences how our nervous system functions. It directly affects how the pancreas releases enzymes in order to break down carbohydrates. The hypothalamus affects how our thyroid functions. So the hypothalamus is actually critical function in order for our thyroid and pancreas to function appropriately. So if we look at that, if we look at all those endpoints, it's easy for me to say, well, if we can fix the hypothalamus, then arguably that will actually repair the pancreas and the thyroid. And so if we look at that from a place of dehydration or something else, then it actually benefits all these other organs. So since it's in the gland, in the brain, this little gland, science says it's impossible to repair. So I was on the phone with a customer earlier this week where they ran out of the memory formula. They took the Gland Ho. Within 30 seconds taking the Gland Ho, the anxiety attack stopped.
Amazing. Gland Ho at brainhealthformulas.com. Can we take a question?
Sure.
Kurt calling from Reno. Hey, Kurt, you're on with Derek Lee. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Derek, I've noticed on at least a couple of products, you've changed some of the formulas. Did you also change some of the coloration of the ingredients?
He'll answer on air. Thanks, Kurt. Derek?
No. Well, we shifted some of the Fat Buster. We have not changed the coloring on any ingredients. We did go from a clear capsule to a white capsule. The white capsules are more protective of the ingredients in the capsules themselves, so light will not penetrate as easily, and that reduces any oxidation that may or may not happen.
All right, folks, he's been talking about Gland Ho. You find it at brainhealthformulas.com. What about the giveaway samples, Derek?
We're going to give away samples of our sleep formula. We have one with melatonin, one without melatonin. We will provide samples of both with any order for the next week.
With every purchase starting when? Today? Right now?
Right now.
Right now, giveaway samples of the brand new sleep formula, which he's all glowing here, Derek. He says it's dynamite stuff. It works. It works. It's got this in it. It's got that in it. And it's all natural ingredients.
It is.
And we're going to actually get it on your website in about a week, you say?
Yep. Sometime this week, it'll be on the website.
But you get samples of that with every purchase starting today at brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure.
All right. We got a lot more to say. You'll be back next Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Folks, up next, have you seen the Trump store in town? The Trump store. And it's not closing after the election's over. It's Trump collectibles and paraphernalia, and it's right here in our town. We'll talk to Sonny, who owns that store, next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Dime 958.